Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Last week on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, fam, my phone low-key disrespected me. My phone said,
"Bitch, I don't know who the fuck you are."
I have an important PSA that I'm shocked that I even have to say. Please do not cook your chicken in NyQuil. He ain't shit, and his food probably matches his work ethic. Horrible, pathetic, and slow. Mic drop, bitch. My question to you, Mello, and everybody listening, is what did the sanitary napkin say to the fart? You are the wind beneath my wings.
So, good morning.
What up, peace, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. Yo, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones. I got my cousin Mello here who is joining us for this episode. Hello.
The sanitary tissue. Like, I still can't get past that.
Yeah, it was an interesting way to start.
To the fart.
Why? It was a great joke. No, it was hilarious. No. I loved it. You're a man. What do you know?
It's horrible.
I'm sure there's some ladies listening right now who are losing it.
It was horrible.
Yeah, this is a podcast where we shoot the shits, where the comedy can be actually in any topic. We can meet any topic. So, yo, shout out to all of my listeners, my OG listeners, and my newbies. Today, we have part two of last week's podcast. So if you missed it, go back and take a listen to that episode first. We talked about a lot. We talked about Waffle House and why I had beef with them, which did not come with a side of hash browns. Okay. Which, by the way, I have an interesting update about that.
Really?
So yeah, I do. I do. We'll get to it. Okay. And we also talked about my phone thinking that I'm ugly. You heard what I said. You know, a lot of things were discussed in last week's episode, so go ahead and check it out. As always, before we get started here, do me a favor and I want you guys to go ahead and give this podcast a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to. Hook up your Audible Boo thing with the opportunity to earn new listeners. The more good stars I get, 5 stars and good reviews that I get, yo, this podcast actually becomes suggested to other people who haven't heard of this podcast yet. And that's the goal. That's awesome. I want to grow. I'm not ashamed of that. Don't forget to go ahead and check out the Professionally Silly Podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. I will post photos pertaining to this episode. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and get to it? I mentioned that I have an update about the Waffle House that shooed me away.
That's her.
Okay. If you missed it, definitely go back and take a listen because I'm not going to recap in this episode here. So what I didn't share with you guys is when I was actually sharing this story with you about what happened at Waffle House, I started to get mad again. Like it just came back. I was like, oh, that's that son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just got mad all over again. So I decided to go to the Waffle House website and looked up that particular location and let them know what happened.
You filed a complaint.
I fucking did. I pulled a Karen. I did. Because I didn't think they were going to actually see the Yelp review or the Google review.
I mean, nobody cares about those.
Yeah, no one does because people can just say whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I share what happened and I sent it in. The emails for each location, it goes directly to the owner of that particular location.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I shot my shot. And if I'm being honest, I never really thought that someone would read it. I figured it would just get like lost in a sea of unread emails, you know, to big companies like that. And so I was wrong.
So we're going to be eating Waffle House free for a year.
Oh, damn, I should have asked for that. No, he got back to me about 2 days later, okay. And he called my cell phone. And, of course, I ignored the call because I thought it was a scam call.
Right.
You know, I don't pick up numbers that ain't saved
right,
in my phone.
Right.
Damn it, it's so annoying because we can't answer our phones anymore. Okay, look, a little anecdote here. When I was growing up and the phone rang, fam, I couldn't wait to answer that shit. It was exciting. It's like, who's it gonna be when you're a kid? Like, is it for me? No, it's not for you, bitch. You don't pay bills. Someone's right. calling you. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know? So it was just really exciting, especially like before you could screen calls, like before there was like, was it caller ID? Yeah. Before that was a thing, you had no idea who the fuck. And you remember how amazing it was when that shit came out? You could see who was calling you?
It was
you?
Star 69.
Oh, yeah. I remember Star 69.
And then I think the blocker number, it was like Star 60.
I think Star 67.
Star 67, one of
yeah,
those.
Something like that, yeah. Now, when an unknown number calls me and I think it's a scammer, this is, and you know this, you've heard me do this. Mm. This is how I answer the phone.
Atlanta Metropolitan Police Department Cyber Crimes Division, how can I help you?
Yes.
Legit.
This is Sergeant Jones, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes they hang up immediately, and sometimes they're like, wait, what did she just say? And they take a beat. And they just stay real quiet. And then I repeat myself.
Atlanta Metropolitan Police Department, right?
You know what I do?
What?
I just say whatever county. And I'm like, Fulton County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, that's just one of the ones that I say.
Instantly.
Yeah, they really do. And every time I try to call that number back, all of a sudden.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
It doesn't work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it works every single time.
Or the number doesn't take incoming calls. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Now, sometimes they sit there a little too long. So I'll like keep it going and I'll pretend to tell somebody in the background to go ahead and run this number like the rest of them.
Yeah, go ahead and run this number like the rest of them. I'm tired of this shit.
And then they hang up. You know what I'm saying? So I call that number back and once again, ta-da.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
So that shit fucking works.
Okay.
What was I talking about before that? Oh, that's right. Waffle House. Okay.
So
the owner at that location called me and I missed the call. Then I listened to the voicemail and I realized who it was. So he said who he was and then he asked me to give him a call back. That's pretty much what the voicemail said. He apologized and was upset that one of his employees would treat a customer like that.
Right.
You know, so I this is when I called him back is what he told me. And then he said he offered me a voucher for like free $25 or something like that. At that location, now this is what I said. I told him that I didn't need it and even went as far to say, because I was still kind of like, what the fuck? Even went as far to say, listen, Waffle House ain't gonna break me. I can afford everything on that fucking menu. That's not a problem. My issue was with how I was treated and the fact that he decided to literally, like, verbally, like, not verbally, but clearly disrespected the shit out of me. A black man doing that to a black woman. It was, that's the kind of shit we're talking about when they say that black women just don't get the respect. It can be this. It can be something larger. It can be something smaller. It doesn't matter. I'm fucking tired of it.
I mean,
and it pissed me off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's when I get started. I'm getting upset now.
Yeah, it just made me mad. So anyways, I declined the voucher because I meant exactly what I fucking said, you know? So he said that he would love it if I came back to his location so that he could make up for what happened. And I told him that I would think about it. And then this is what he said, and I'm not kidding you. He said, well, if you do decide to come back and you are treated that way again, let them know that Kevin, which is not his real name, that Kevin said to let him know about it. And then he proceeded to tell me that the number that I called him back on was actually his cell number. So he told me to save it. And if I ever do go back there and I'm treated some sort of way, let him know his name and what he said.
Oh, snap.
I never had an owner of any business
personally
contact me before. So I felt like a fucking, like a queen at the time. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, we should go back.
Well, see, this is why I don't want to go back. Because attached to my Yelp and my Google, I got photos of me. So they want to go to my profile and see who the fuck I am. So I go back up in there.
Oh, God.
I guarantee my hash browns are going to come with a side of spit and dirty dishwater.
Yeah, you're right.
So I ain't going back in
you're
there.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
You're right.
If they wanted to go see, well, who reviewed what?
Yeah.
They can easily see who I am.
I feel you.
So, nah, I'm good. And there's like thousands of Waffle Houses. I'll survive.
I feel you.
And there's like 17 down the street, like right now.
They're everywhere.
So, yeah, I'm good on that one. So, listen. So, there's an update that I was telling you about, but I've got some more random and, dare I say it, exciting news to share as well. But we will get to that and more on the Professionally Silly podcast. Yo, Mello's on the mic. He has got something that he wants to share.
Well, of course. You know, I'm back with my obscure laws and things like that.
Right? Oh, here we go. Yay!
So, guess what?
What?
Did you know blasphemy? You know what blasphemy is, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Are you saying blasphemy?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Blasphemy.
Oh, now you want to say it, right? You blasphemy?
Blasphemy.
Tell us about it.
You know what it is, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Blasphemy is like something that shouldn't happen, like, religiously.
I guess
like it's wrong or something like that. Like
cursing God or something like that.
Okay. Which is blasphemy.
So, in the state of Michigan, it is against the law to curse God.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that?
Never happened to free speech.
It's a misdemeanor.
Separation church and state.
That's a misdemeanor. That's a misdemeanor.
All right.
In Utah, you cannot bite while boxing.
Bite while boxing?
Yeah, so you know,
is it because of Mike Tyson?
And like Damon El Salvador or whatever.
Is that why? I mean, they be hungry in the ring. They be needing protein. It's a lot of, it's very athletically tiring. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a physical thing. Ear jerky.
So in Alabama, right? Pretending to be a religious figure is illegal. So you know how like in Georgia, everybody says they're a pastor
or a
deacon or whatever. Like everybody gives themselves a self-claimed title.
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, that's Mother Johnson and she gonna come over and pray on you.
Is that Deacon Johnson over there? Deacon Riviera? Whatever the fuck. Why can't I think of any more black names? Deacon Jones. There we go.
Woo! Deacon Jones.
That's my last name.
All right. Basically say like speaking of false identities at public places in Alabama, you cannot pretend to be a minister, a nun, a priest, or a rabbi. If you aren't one, you're going to jail.
I don't even understand why people would want to do that. That's weird.
Guess what?
What?
In Severance, Colorado, where it constantly fucking snows, it was against the law to throw snowballs.
What?
Up until 2019.
What? That was just like a few years ago.
You hear what I'm saying?
What happens if you throw one? Is that like assault or something?
Folks went to jail.
Damn. So a place where there's snow everywhere, I can't throw none?
You can't.
That ain't right. It's cold as shit. My titties, you know what I'm saying? My nipples are cutting through my sweater and I can't throw a snowball.
So, all right, we all have a grandma, right? Or had a grandma.
Yeah, I don't have no more, but yeah.
You get me.
I experienced it.
Grandma loved bingo, right?
Stereotypically, they do.
Stereotypically. So, bingo cannot last more than 5 hours in North Carolina. And I've actually been to some bingo games that were like 9 hours, like tournaments and shit. Like,
but were you in North Carolina?
No.
Oh, you weren't breaking any laws then.
In Indiana, you cannot sniff glue. With the intent to get high.
So I can sniff it for other reasons?
Yes.
Okay. I want to sniff glue so that I can watch TV better.
Yes. Adultery is still a crime in the state of New York. So, you know, when people have those extramarital affairs, you can actually be charged.
Oh.
Ain't that some bullshit?
I mean, yes and no.
You said no?
I said yes and no.
Utah doesn't have happy hour.
What?
It's illegal to discount booze or do anything that might promote overindulgence. To my Utah listeners,
I could never visit you. I'm sorry.
Happy hour is out.
If this podcast ever gets big, I am never going to do a show in Utah because it would be during happy hour. It's the cheapest time to do it. I got like one Utah listener. Rats!
Stop it.
They know I love them.
Guess what?
What?
You remember Silly String?
Oh, yeah. I love that shit.
I love that shit, too.
Spray the fuck out of people.
It's against the law in Connecticut.
Nobody goes to Connecticut. It's fine.
What do you mean? It's a lot of money in Connecticut.
Yeah, exactly. I don't go there.
It comes with a $100 fine if you get caught.
Oh, $100? Oops.
Hitting the vending machine.
I got to say, if you're in Connecticut, you can afford that fine.
Yeah. The Hartford and all that shit.
Yeah.
Hitting the vending machine is a no-no in Derby, Kansas. You can go to jail.
Oh, like if your shit gets stuck and you can't hit it? If your shit
gets stuck and you're frustrated.
See, if I have an extra dollar, I'll buy it again and hopefully I can get two or three.
You want to know something else that's doesn't really funny work, that you probably never thought about?
What?
For all our Hawaiian listeners.
Hawaii listeners?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Hawaii.
Billboards are illegal in Hawaii, so you won't see no billboards anywhere.
Billboards are illegal?
Yes.
If you are living in Hawaii right now, let me know how many billboards you see on the highway. I'm dead ass. Yo, at the It's Professionally Silly podcast Facebook group. I could not find that word. Facebook group.
Now you're going to laugh at this one. It's the last one.
Oh, I love to laugh. Okay.
People with sexually transmitted diseases
cannot
get married in the state of Nebraska.
People with sexually transmitted diseases can't get married.
The law states that no person who is afflicted with the venereal disease shall marry in this state.
Wait a minute. You're
probably guessing. That's a tough one to enforce. So if you get a marriage license without
being tested. At least half the state can't get married.
I mean,
at least.
It's Nebraska. I mean, half the state's probably all in one spot.
Yo, listen, if you're from Nebraska and you have an STD, let me know if you're married. Like any STD, like
any STD, venereal, meaning, you know, down there.
Why did you point at it like I didn't know what venereal was? That was weird as shit. And why did you point at mine?
Well, I don't have one, you know.
You can still have a venereal disease.
Venereal.
Well, genital.
I guess you can get a venereal in the mouth,
right? You can get a disease from someone else's venereal.
That's kind of.
All right, so I'm not sure if any of you have heard about this, but if you are on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, or any other form of social media, then you probably have heard what's going on with Adam Levine.
Oh my God, they're dragging the fuck out of him.
He is the, for those of you who don't know, he is the lead singer of the band Maroon 5. And what was that show, The Voice, that he was on or some shit? Yeah,
The Voice.
And I really like their music, I'm not going to lie. But
he makes great music.
Yeah, I like the music.
But you've seen his last video, right? When he had his baby mom and child in the video.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you look at the video differently now.
It kind of does.
Like, it definitely does. Watch it. You'll be like,
yeah, now I have to rewatch it again and think about that. You know what I mean?
I promise you.
So we'll explain what we're talking about so you guys will get it here. So there is actually this Instagram model, and her name is Sumner Stroh. I think that's how you say her last name. Mm-hmm. And anyways, Sumner posted on her TikTok the other day that she had an affair with Adam Levine for a year, okay? Then not long after they ended things, I think like maybe like a couple of months later, he sent her a DM on her Instagram, I believe, and he said this, okay, serious question. This is a quote. Okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious. Now, end quote. By the way, in case you aren't aware, the baby that he is having is with his wife. Yeah. So, homeboy is actually married to a Victoria's Secret model. Okay. First off, what is this thing with these men cheating on their sexy ass wives? Look at Beyonce. Look at Halle Berry. Look at Nia Long. Yeah. You know, she's going through it right now.
Yeah.
These men have women that most of the world wants and still can't be faithful. Well, let me be fair. Women ain't all that great either. Shit, look at Jada. Okay. So, you know what I'm saying? Look at Jada. Then there's Stacey Dash. And honestly, I have no idea if she's ever cheated or been cheated on.
She's
still an example of why some women ain't that great.
Mm.
So I can't believe that I used to have a crush on her.
I did too, for the longest. Like, Clueless.
I'm upset. Yes. I mean, she was fine.
She was fine, but she was.
You know what I'm saying? It was those eyes, you know? It was those eyes.
She went south when she like started speaking vocal about politics. Being
I think once she started speaking in general, that is when.
I mean, she don't be saying shit anyway. But
went
yeah.
downhill. Anyways, Adam Levine's wife, and her name is Bahati. I'm not sure which
way.
She
is a hottie.
Yeah, she is. That name suits her very well. Like I said, Victoria's Secret model. So they have been married. Her and Adam have been married since like 2014, and they are now expecting baby number 3. Now, Sumner, the Instagram model, she mentioned in the video that she posted that she knew that Adam was married, but was under the impression that their marriage was over, and perhaps they were hiding it because that's just something that celebrities do when they don't want the masses to know what's going on, which sometimes it is, you know, they have to keep a front, you know. And I think at this around this time during the affair, she was like 19 or 20 or something like that during this year-long affair. So I think she's currently in her early 20s now, I believe. So I'll be sure to share the audio of that TikTok video in a moment, okay? And you guys can hear for yourself. But she does mention in this video that she never planned to come forward publicly with what actually happened, but she shared the screenshot with a friend that she thought she could trust, and that friend went behind her back and tried to sell the story to a tabloid. So she decided to come forward so she could get ahead of it and get her side out. And apparently the way she found out is because the tabloid reached out to her for comment, and that's how she found out what her friend was up to. So that's right. That's some shady. What a shitty friend. You know, you can't trust nobody. I'm telling you.
She was a friend. I don't know. I was just listening to that today. It was fun.
I like "You Got a Friend in Me." What other songs have "friend" in it? Lover. No. All right. So
that's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for. So this right here goes to show you that not everybody in your life that you consider a friend, or people even in your family. Okay, let me tell you this. They don't always have your best interest at heart. And it feels like these days, people are so easy to say that someone is their friend or that they love someone. And sometimes we need to remember that whatever glitters ain't always gold.
That's what I'm saying. Facts. And I always say that.
Yeah.
Like, I always say that. I always say that.
He always
things
say
my that. Grandmama told me. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, grandmama said.
I'm just going to rip the band-aid off because I've retaken this like 10 times now. Essentially, I was having an affair with a man who's married to a Victoria's Secret model. At the time, you know, I was young, I was naive, and I mean, quite frankly, I feel exploited. I wasn't in the scene like I am now, so I was definitely very easily manipulated. Maroon 5 is practically elevator music at this point, so I'm sure you know who Adam Levine is. But Adam and I were seeing each other for about a year. After I stopped talking to him over, you know, a period of months, this is how he came back into my life. He said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious. I'm in hell. Like, I have to be in hell at this point. I mean, my morals were unknowingly compromised. I was completely manipulated. I wanted to handle this privately. I never wanted to come forward because obviously I know the implications that come with doing what I do, making money the way I do, and being an Instagram model. So being tied to a story like this, it's like, I know the stereotypes. I had sent some screenshots recklessly to a few friends I thought I trusted, and one of them had attempted to sell to a tabloid. So here I am.
So Adam Levine has decided to respond to these allegations, and he completely denied that he's ever cheated on his wife with Sumner.
God, here we go.
He did, however, admit that he quote unquote crossed the line, is what he says.
So did you do it or not?
Well, he goes on to say, and this is a quote that I'm going to read that he actually gave in his little comment statement. I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I have addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. My wife and my family is all I care about in this world. To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake
that I could ever make.
I will never make it again. I take full responsibility. We will get through it, and we will get through it together. End quote. So Sumner did say that they were physical, but Adam denies that. And here's the thing. There's more. There have been other women who have come forward about him cheating with them, mm-hmm. and about him sending them inappropriate DMs or messages. Yeah, it's about to go down because other women coming out with their own stories.
So what if this is like a Me Too movement?
It might be. Now, no one is saying that they sexually assaulted him.
I get it.
They're just saying that he did cheat.
But it's the same principle. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, you mean like once someone says something and then they all feel empowered to. Yeah, that does happen. But a lot of women or people in general, when one person gets the strength to say something and they're like, fuck, that me too, which is, I guess, the Me Too movement, but they feel some sort of like strength or power or something that inspires them to also speak up. And mm-hmm. it can happen like that.
I just wanted to make a part two. Feel like it's obviously necessary. Hindsight is 2020. I initially wanted to go in and talk about how remorseful I feel and how embarrassed and disgusted I am with myself, but I didn't want people to look at it and think like, oh, she's playing the victim. But in reality, it had the opposite effect. Something I now realize I didn't touch on enough was the fact that one of my friends had attempted to sell it, which I realized yesterday whenever they reached out to me for comment. And so I was completely frantic. That is why that video is, for one, just so all over the place, and two, why I didn't touch on some of the things that I initially would have liked. So in this video, I'd like to address some of those things. I only came forward because I wanted to kill whatever story the tabloid had. The most important part that I did definitely gloss over is the fact that I was under the impression that their marriage was over. I believe that they were keeping it quiet to avoid the negative press because, as I had said, I was new to LA. So I just assumed that with celebrities of that caliber, that that's just how it was. And that's why I feel exploited, because he knew I believed everything that he said because of my vulnerable position of being new to LA. Also, he was DMing me straight from his verified Instagram account. I didn't have any reason to further question it. But I now realize that that was likely a manipulation tactic of his, you know, just hiding in plain sight. As soon as I had realized that was not the case, I had cut things off with him. In retrospect, I wish I would have questioned things more. I wish I wasn't so naive, but you know, being naive is not an excuse for what I did and the role I played in this. Again, in no way was I trying to gain sympathy, and I fully realize I'm not the victim in this. I'm not the one who's really getting hurt here. It's Beyoti and her children, and for that, I'm so, so sorry.
But yeah, so the thing is, obviously, we know that now Sumner is not the only DMs that he's sliding into. Now, with vaginas, I don't know.
Shut up.
I have no idea. The man loves him so women, but my question to you is why do men like this even get married? For what? For what?
For the image.
I don't get it. The image.
Yeah, it's the image.
I guess. I don't.
And a lot of people are just trained to do what the fuck, you know, they see everybody else do. So the thing is,
grow up,
get married, you know what I'm saying? Have some kids.
So you think it's like the human effect, pretty much?
Yeah.
Because it's like he's got all this money. He's a handsome dude.
His life's way different from us.
Rich as fuck. Yeah.
And he does not think anything like us because he has all that money. You know, so he's always thinking about himself and protecting. So he's trying to basically, you know, settle down, create an empire.
I mean, he was going to name his baby after his mistress. It's just...
I mean... Hey.
There is not one female that I know that would ever allow you to name your child together.
As if he wrote a book,
I'd read it.
Would sell out.
I would read it. See, I just admitted before you even finish that sentence. That's how much money it would make. I would read it. I would read it. That, bro, these text messages, they can be screenshot. This is the world we live in. Anything you put online or messages that you send, whether or not you trust that person or not, if anybody gets a hold of that, screenshot it, boom. You think you deleted it and it goes away? Somebody could have screenshotted it before you had a second to do that. That's how it works, man. Once it's online, it's always fucking there, especially when you're a celebrity. This is one of the reasons why it's so hard to believe that he is this stupid. I don't even know what to believe. It's just, how can someone be that stupid? Do you think he will still name his baby after his mistress? Do you think?
Absolutely not.
Probably because of his wife, I'm assuming.
Absolutely not. Now that the shit has come to light, absolutely not.
Now, as of recording this episode, his wife, Behati, has not commented publicly on this. Now, I hear that paparazzi has taken photos of them out. I think they were shopping or something and holding hands. And a lot of people think that that's kind of like a staged kind of thing, because all of this is going on and they're out. Oh, we got to go out to the public to be seen and let them know that we're fine. You know what
Everybody's
I mean?
Everybody's doing it right now, though, because yeah. Even like fucking Nia Long's husband cheated on her with the fucking cheerleader or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Was it a cheerleader?
It was somebody of non-importance.
I mean, damn.
Like, why would you cheat on Nia Long?
Oh, that's true. I mean, versus Nia Long. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Stupid ass.
Yo, Mello is speaking from emotion right now, because Nia Long, just like many other black boys when they were young, and now
on Fresh Prince.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean, on anything.
Yeah.
Let's.
She's back.
Nia, we're available.
I love it. We.
Well, I can get her on the weekend.
We.
All right, y'all. This is the Professionally Silly Podcast.
It wasn't me.
Your girlfriend's lying, baby. It wasn't me. Anyways, what song is that?
Ooh.
That's Ooh. Not Shaggy. That's something else. What song is that? Who sings that?
That's Soleil.
No.
Yeah.
Is it?
Soleil. That was Soleil.
Oh my God. Where did that just come from?
I don't know. That's from like the 90s.
What? What? Yo, my brain just like went on a whole fucking journey. When you think about it, we probably all know like hundreds of songs in our heads, like somewhere in our brain, but we don't realize it until we hear the song and all of a sudden we remember the lyrics.
Make me go look it up now.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Okay. So actually,
I'm going to look it up.
Right now? All right. Hell
yeah. Multitasking. Multi.
Well, it's your turn.
Oh. We've all heard these conspiracy theories, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
There's one in particular about your girl, Queen Elizabeth.
Not my girl, but continue.
So for a long time, you know, people have been saying that this lady is, what's the word?
Old?
Reptilian.
Oh, a lizard?
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. Have you seen it? Like, the whole monarchy is lizard. I heard about the entire government, they're lizards. Right. Like, Beyonce's a lizard.
Like, they go like, out and take their mask off.
Yeah, I've heard that crazy shit before, yes.
Yeah, so, I'm all about doing some research, so. Anywho.
What, you mean, like, National Geographics or some shit?
It was like she was a lizard person. So, the Queen and Prince Philip are not human, right? That's what they were saying. And like when I really went into it and went to like this thing called Ancient Aliens or whatever that they had a book on, they were saying like the blood is actually reptilian. So I'm not saying these folks are like lizards, but like the DNA. That makes sense?
I guess, yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
So this guy, he said that yes, the Queen of England is reptilian. They said that she's dead, but that the Draco went to the great grandson.
Who the fuck is the Draco?
Well, that's the constellation that they really come from.
What, like their planet?
Yeah.
And so what the now they're aliens?
And so that's why Diana was killed, they're saying.
Because she was an alien?
No, because she was just basically the petri dish for the grandson, for that race or species. So.
Are you fucking serious right now?
No, for real. They think that the whole royal family descended from, you know, these reptilians that come from the constellation of Draco.
They only descended from racists. That's it.
They say.
That's wild. Go ahead. Is there more?
And so they were unfounded for a long time. Oh my God,
there's more.
But in 1998, right?
Okay.
Time reported, Time Magazine. So this is a reputable news magazine. Time Magazine.
Okay.
Reported that former BBC reporter, the British Broadcasting Company, reporter David Icke published a book called The Biggest Secret, which claimed members of the royal family are nothing more than reptiles with crowns. But it's not just the monarchs who've been targeted.
Mm-hmm.
They say President Joe Biden similarly been accused of being a reptile. In 2021, I think they even fact checked and like had different pictures of his earlobes and shit like that.
He's
old. Yeah. Yeah, but then they said he looked snaky after he had a debate with Donald Trump. But it wasn't really a snake. It was really a rosary that he was wearing. So, you know, it's just bullshit. But at the end of the day, when I really went down through it, this bitch was not a reptile.
Well,
and you know me, I'm all for that shit, but she's not a reptile.
I'm so, can I be honest real quick?
Go ahead.
I'm super fucking relieved that you're saying this because I thought you was going to tell me.
I was going to be on the bandwagon.
Yes, nigga, because you...
I live for that shit, right?
Yes,
she's not a
100% reptilian bitch.
She's
like,
not a reptile.
Okay,
Okay. Now, this is gonna fuck you up. Microsoft just revealed that Janet Jackson's song had the power to crash laptops, even if it wasn't playing on them.
So you're saying there's a Janet Jackson song that can crash my laptop? Microsoft created Zoom. Why would I believe anything they fucking say?
An investigation into the mysterious system failures found that playing the music video didn't just crash the laptop it was on, but also caused others nearby to fail.
Do you believe it?
I mean,
play it right now.
I do.
Play the song.
No. So the company's principal software engineer said a colleague had recently shared a story with him from the days providing product support for Windows XP. A major computer manufacturer discovered that playing the video for Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation would crash certain models of laptops.
Oh, certain models. Is it like the beat or the frequency of the music, or are they trying to say the song is demonic? Because I feel like
it didn't even have to be the laptop that the music video was playing on. Simply playing the music video on a laptop would crash everything. It turns out that the song contained one of the natural resonant frequencies for the model of 54 RPM laptop hard drives that they and other manufacturers had. So it was crashing from the frequency.
Is it just the video or is it like the entire song itself?
The video.
Oh, because I've watched and listened to both.
So they're basically saying it's similar to an opera singer being able to shatter a glass by singing a particular tone.
Does it matter the volume of the song?
I don't know. Because sounds are simply acoustic waves, there's a wavelength or frequency for each material that can create the most vibration, known as the medium's resonant frequency. For the affected laptops, which were shipped in approximately 2005, so this is like, you know, about the time we all graduated. Well, not me. Well, not you, but me.
Yeah.
Because you're an old bitch.
Okay.
According to the vulnerability report.
First of all, fuck you.
But if you do it today, it shouldn't crash your laptop today.
Okay, well, I would hope not. And you know what? In 2005, I didn't have a laptop, so this wouldn't matter for me.
Well, I had a desktop.
I did too, but I don't remember specifically if I played that song.
I was not getting on AOL just to fucking
watch. Oh, yeah, there wasn't even a YouTube yet.
No.
Oh, my God.
You've got mail.
There wasn't a YouTube. Oh, my God.
What was life? Yahoo.
MySpace.
Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Yeah, I mean, I used to be in those chat rooms all the time. I could have been, like, completely talking to, like, old-ass men and had no idea. You are
so right.
We were talking to strangers, like, all the time.
I was all up in the chat room.
All the time.
Especially on AOL.
Oh, my God. What? The teen chat? AOL. That was the vibe. Yeah! All of us talking shit was like an excuse to use curse words and shit.
I'm going to go see if they still have that. AOL chat room.
Yo, see if Black Planet is still a thing.
It is.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
I actually checked it. Did not, like, recently. It is.
I cannot. This is amazing. So, you have more weird conspiracies?
No.
Okay, so... One, again, relieved that you don't believe that
she's an alien. My thing is this. I think there's other weird things going on. So who cares if she is a lizard? Like, who cares?
So, you know, she died.
I mean.
At this point, if she was a lizard, there's nothing she can do.
We're all fucking aliens, if you ask me.
To hurt us now.
Hey!
Yo, Samantha just scared the living shit out of me.
Right.
Yo, this is the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Yeah.
All right, so if you haven't heard yet, Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears were accused of molesting and grooming two children. Now, they made and if you're not aware, Tiffany Haddish is an actress slash comedian, and Aries Spears is a comedian and best known for his roles in Mad TV. So they made a comedy skit that involved them, and I use the word comedy extremely lightly because that shit wasn't funny. I saw the skit. And it was just fucking gross.
It was
gross.
It was crazy.
It was like a skit that was, I think it was actually called Through the Eyes of a Pedophile or something like that.
It was. It wasn't funny.
Yeah, no. So, you know, what the entire fucking why? Now, according to the Washington Post, the plaintiff, the person who was suing them, asked a federal judge in the U.S. District Court for Central California to dismiss her lawsuit with prejudice. So, for those of you who don't know what that means that this allegation cannot be filed again against them. I mean, this is good news for Tiffany and Aries. I have no idea what's true or what has happened. I wasn't there. But I can say that so-called skit was in extremely poor taste. It's crazy to think that the script was written. It was edited. It was casted. It was rehearsed. The cameraman filmed it in different angles, various takes. And I'm sure a lot of these scenes were filmed more than once so they can get the shot that they were looking for. You know what I'm saying? This is back in like 2013, 2014. And their parents allowed their kids to be in the skit. My question is, were their parents just excited by the fact that Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears were in the skit? I don't know, honestly. But I really don't. But the thing is that no one said anything in post. No one said anything during, before it was done, edited, and shared. You know, there is a reason it's so easy to find this video because they put it up. So many steps went into creating this so-called skit, and no one at any time said, you know, this is probably super gross. Let's not continue this. You know, there's nothing funny about pedophile. No, not this one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was gross.
Like, no one, so much goes into creating things like that.
It was so much gross negligence, as they would call it.
Yeah, literal gross negligence.
It was disgusting.
Oh, look at you.
It was.
With the puns.
I know, right? Look what a damn court does.
Look at you. So now, according to TMZ and Deadline, the plaintiff who was stated as Jane Doe, because, you know, her name has not been named, and this is what she said, and I quote, she stated this, that she and her family have known Tiffany Haddish for many years, and we now know that she would never harm me or my brother or help anyone else do anything that could harm us. We wish Tiffany the best and are glad that we can put all of this behind us.
Man, that sounds like you got some money and, you know, you got some money.
That, now, I did hear recently through other people, I don't really know the sources, this is all rumor, conjecture, but I did hear that there may have been a private settlement. I don't know if it was because, I don't know if it's because they were actually guilty or they just wanted this to end.
So think about the Michael Jackson situation, right? Mm-hmm. Took him to court, whatever, so many times, and then they settled the settlements, and then y'all waited again after y'all got paid, and years went by to try to come back out and say, oh, he touched you, get the fuck out of here.
And he's also not, now he's not even here to defend himself, which is like, you know. Right. So, this is all obviously insane. And obviously, whether the case was dismissed or not, it's pretty much ruined her career. She's lost a lot of opportunities, future gigs are canceled. Tiffany was actually asked by TMZ, how has this actually affected your career, or how will it affect your career? And she responded, and I quote, oh, I lost everything. All my gigs, gone. Everything, gone. I don't have no job, bro, end quote. That's what she said. So she also remorsefully said in regards to the comedy skit that she and Aries made, clearly, this is a quote, clearly, while this sketch was intended to be comedic, it wasn't funny at all, and I deeply regret having agreed to act in it. And, end quote. Obviously, she's absolutely fucking right. But she's not the only person at fault for this so-called skit, for it even existing. Because what I want to know is who wrote it? Whose idea was it?
That's who needed to be sued.
I'm curious about the person, about that person, and where their mind is. How about the casting director or anyone else behind the scenes of this? It takes more than three people to create some of these skits on these networks or large platforms, whatever. So I think it's just wild that it was filmed at all and absolutely no one involved thought to themselves, yeah, this ain't it. You know what I'm saying? So let me know what you guys think about this on the Professionally Silly Podcast group or the Professionally Silly Podcast Twitter page at It's Pro Silly. Again, I don't know what's going to happen with Tiffany or Aries's careers. Because right now, he's kind of on the internet's getting him from both sides. He was talking shit about Lizzo, and then there was this. So he's going through it, too. So, you know, we'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, people. I've got, all right, people. I've got.
Like, who is this?
So, right, who is this? I'm just kind of like, I got white as fuck. All right, everyone, read you a story. So, I got some news, some great news if you are a Rihanna fan. All right. Actually, I heard she prefers Rihanna.
That's the real way to say it.
That's the real way to say it, right? Rihanna.
Rihanna. Everybody says Rihanna.
Yeah, I know. She said they just kind of gave her the name, but her name is Rihanna. And I was like, what? Because I love Rihanna. Like, you know what I'm saying? Rihanna. It just, I know Rihanna from college. She was cool. She had real good weed. All right, so we used to work at Spencer's Gift. What do you want? Of course we were high. All right, so we've got great news about Rihanna. Your girl is going to be headlining at the halftime Super Bowl, will be held in Arizona on February 12th of next year. February, that's a hard word to say. And I gotta tell you this, I'm super excited about it because Rihanna has not performed live since, I think it was like 2019, you know, and she hasn't put out any new music either. She's been super busy with her business deals and Fenty. I think we discussed this a while back on a podcast episode.
She's making billions of dollars.
Yeah, she's good. She has time for music. But I got to tell you this, I'm really excited about this. And a lot of Rihanna fans are. Now, I also found out that Pepsi will no longer be the sponsor of the halftime show. Guess who's taking over? I want you to guess. Guess one. Big
Coke.
Ass company.
Coke.
No, it's not a soda company. They didn't just switch sides.
No, I'm joking.
What is the biggest, Ford. One of the biggest companies?
Amazon.
Oh, that is pretty big, but no. One more.
Microsoft?
Ew, you're holding an iPhone. God damn it. Apple Music has taken that position. They are taking over Pepsi sponsorship.
Thinking about him.
Well, you know, they make a lot of fucking money. And let me tell you why this is probably a good thing. This is really dope because that means that artists most likely, who are not sponsored by Pepsi now have a chance to perform during the Super Bowl. So that opens up the door to so many artists who would love the opportunity to do a halftime show. Hmm. You see what I'm saying? So that's kind of fucking dope. I'm for it. You know, I want to see what's going to happen. Now, it was also rumored that Taylor Swift was asked to headline the Super Bowl halftime show, but she turned it down. Apparently, she wants to re-record or remaster her first six albums first. She wants to concentrate on that or something like that. That's what it sounded like. I don't know. I don't get it. But I'm not sure if this is true or not. This is all rumor. But the thing is, Riri is going to be up in this bitch. She actually confirmed that with a post on her Instagram that, she will be headlining the 57th halftime Super Bowl. It is going to be fire. In her Instagram post, all you can see is like her hand holding a football. Like, it's so dope. You know it's her hand because of the tattoos and shit. You know it's her. So let me know on the Professional Silly Pod group and or It's Pro Silly Twitter page. If you could, or if you had an option, if you had a choice, who would you want to perform at the halftime Super Bowl show? Hmm. Like, who would you like to see up there? Hmm. Right?
I couldn't call it because I think I would want to see, like, Erykah Badu.
But does she have songs?
No.
It's a halftime show.
I'd want to see Bon Jovi. I want to see Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, and nobody else is good enough to be there.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Speaking of music, I have a little game that I want to play with Mello. And you can play as well. You can guess at home while you're listening in your car. Music is going to be involved here. So I was listening to the Bird Show podcast, and they had this thing where there was their producer. It was one of their interns who was like a violinist, and she was playing songs, and they had to guess what the song was. Mm-hmm. And then they had someone else who had, like, you know those little recorders we used to play when we were, like, in, like, elementary school? There's, like, little fake-ass plastic flutes. Uh-huh. They actually called recorders, which I think is weird. But somebody played those and said they can guess what the song was, which is very hard to do because the instrument is useless. I'm sorry. So what I want to do, since I don't know how to play a violin, never learned. I don't have a recorder, and if I did, I wouldn't want to use it. It's annoying as fuck. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to whistle and see if you can guess that tune.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, listeners, you ready? Here we go. Here's the first one. What song is that?
Oh, fucking know. Is it fucking Let's Talk About Sex, Baby?
Oh my god, you really don't know?
That wasn't it.
No, you want me to tell you?
Oh my god, wait.
What is it?
What was it?
It was I Wanna Be Down by Brandy.
Hear it now.
Yeah. All right, let's do another one. Here we go.
Like, you almost out of air.
I was, bitch. I was dying.
It is hilarious. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no
air. That's the intro to a song, but it's also the beat that goes out through the entire song. And we literally I accidentally mentioned it earlier in the podcast. That's your hint. I said something, I was like, oh, and then I stopped talking.
That doesn't help.
All right, so the song, Lovers and Friends. I got one more. Here we go.
I don't like that I'm not getting this. Like,
right? We'll have to do it again.
I was getting it last time. I'm not getting this.
We'll have to do it again on another episode. But here's the last one. Here we go.
Okay. Sammy.
Yes! I like it. I like the way you look at me. Yeah, little Sammy. I like the way you look at me. Yeah, yo, he's a grown ass man. Yo, he grown as fuck.
You know, he's in a group with like Ray J and Bobby Valentino and Pleasure P.
Why? All right. All right, so last week we also talked about something else that I was going to tell you about.
Okay.
So apparently there is an 83-year-old man who resides in London, England, who revealed that he has actually conceived 30 children with 24 different women.
Whoa.
His youngest baby mama is 32 years old.
Whoa.
Yo, this man has 37 grandchildren.
Whoa.
11 great-grandchildren.
What the fuck?
And 9 great-great-grandchildren.
How old is he?
He's 83. And y'all thought Nick Cannon had a lot of fucking kids.
That nigga has a fucking country.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, for real. Oh, my God. What if Nick Cannon heard about this dude and then decided to, like, I don't know, do him one up? Like, get the win here? He's in, like, his own competition in his head mentally. Like, I'm going to have more kids than that motherfucker, you know?
What if all the women come forward and say that they were really sex trafficked and forced to fucking have his babies?
Jesus Christ, that was dark.
Wouldn't that be horrible?
Professionally Silly Podcast. That's a great way to end that segment. Thank you for that dark ass joke. Let's lighten the mood a bit here. Let's jump from sex trafficking to something good. So I have, like I said earlier, some extremely exciting news. So I listened to a podcast. I listen to it currently. And it's called Sisters Who Kill Podcast. And I told you guys about them a while back. So there are two Black women, and they cover true crime cases involving Black people. And I gotta say, as a true crime enthusiast, I have noticed that a lot of true crime content that is available out there, it's usually about a white person discussed by white people. Don't get me wrong. You know, they do a great job sharing the stories and the informations of these cases. And I do support and watch and/slash listen to their content. But it's just nice to hear two Black women discussing cases that are not discussed on other platforms. And obviously, being a Black woman myself, I relate to their vernacular and their humor. It's dope. And they are also from Atlanta, too, so I love them even more. You know, so they bring a lot of relatable views to their show. And I'm super fucking glad that I found it. So I highly recommend them. Sisters Who Kill. Check out that podcast. So anyway, I emailed them after hearing during one of their episodes, they had an advertisement special for Black female businesses, at, you know, for ad space on their show. And I told them how much I enjoy their podcast. And I told them about my YouTube channels and my podcast. And you can imagine my shock when they responded to me. And they're actually going to create an ad for the Professionally Silly Podcast and put it on their podcast, on their platform. So, and I got a great deal for it too. They hooked your girl up. So the Professionally Silly Podcast will be getting its very first ad. Actually, second ad, because I Said Goddamn Podcast did it as well, which is really sweet. And I didn't ask them to. They just enjoyed it and shouted it out. So that was kind of cool. So this is the first one that I've ever paid for. Like my first business move, you know, involving advertisement of the pod. So I'm really excited about that. I'm feeling grown as fuck right now.
As you should.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, they even mentioned, and this is the fun part here, that they might be interested in joining me on a paranormal Blacktivity investigation. So for the YouTube channel, for my paranormal channel. So
I'm here for it.
That would be awesome as fuck. I mean, that's like paranormal Blacktivity 4 times if you're there.
I'm here for it.
You feel, well, you are here for it. So there we go. So yeah, 3 creative Black queens and 1 king. Okay. And we're over here talking to the spirits. That sounds like a good video. So that should be terrifyingly fun. So guys, I'm going to do everything I can to earn new listeners. I really do think that more people would really enjoy the silly that I provide. And here's the thing. I want to make people smile and actually use my performance arts degree. That'd be great. Because there are a lot of people in this world with degrees that they don't use. You know what I'm saying? So your girl is trying to build a business. My dream is to entertain people and to eventually have my own production company. And I would love to work with creators that people haven't heard of and give them a platform to grow. But before I can help other small creators, I got to help myself. So I can't help you grow if I'm small too. So I got to grow. And I also still have a lot to learn as well. And I just want to show people how much talent is out there. People with amazing creativity that you may not know exists yet. I am inspired by Taz and Mara from the Sisters Who Kill podcast. They're amazing. Black women out there doing the damn thing, chasing the dream, and even catching it. That is dope as fuck. I hope they know that they actually have inspired many other Black women. There's no telling how many, but I guarantee I'm not the only one. And they will always be honorary boo things on the Professionally Silly podcast. So that's dope. So if there's anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's a man's sperm will work no matter how old he is. I mean, he's 83 years old with a 9-year-old child. Take
from the podcast?
Yeah, that's what you should take. Yeah, I'm going to need y'all to start wearing condoms or getting vasectomies. This is crazy. Fool. Professional silly life rules. No, thank you guys so much for listening. And Mello, thank you so much for joining. I appreciate that. It's awesome. It's always fun recording with you. Oh, that's right. Check out the Tea Kettle. This podcast.
You're joining me.
I'm joining you. Yeah. Thanks for having me on your show, Mello. It's so great to be here.
Thanks for having me on your show, Amber. It feels real good to be here.
Thank you. Yeah. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whichever platform that you're using, as well as the Tea Kettle. You want to be notified when new episodes go up. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star review and written review on this podcast, whatever platform that you're listening to. That'd be amazing. Check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. And also, I would like to start this eventually where you guys call in or email in or text or what have you and share some of your experiences. Maybe you have some advice. Maybe you want to vent. Maybe you have something you want to confess anonymously. Let me know. Let's do this. I want to have you guys to become a part of the podcast. I want it to be an inclusive experience.
Experience. I like that.
If you will. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you can give me a call or text me at my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. It's down below in the show notes, along with my email, which is itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. So check out the show notes once again for more bonus information, as well as all my most used social media platforms. It's all down there. And for those of you who are interested in writing or sending things, the P.O. Box is also down below. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously.
You don't sound silly.
I sound professionally
silly. You sound professional. You don't sound silly.
But come on, take it seriously with me right here on the Professionally Silly podcast.
There you go.
There you go, right? You right. Go.
Who the fuck are you, bitch? Who is this person? Like, once again, who is this person?
Why are you here?
Like, bitch, say goodbye. Goodbye.
I'll see you guys the week after next. It's silly out here, y'all.
We gotta go so long.
We're done.
Probably gotta go so long. We got to next one so far away.
Yeah, I know. Remember the new format? We out this bitch. It's silly out here.